Divine Mother, we are your children, and we're asking you now to present with us information so that the energies aligning through our souls and the energies aligning for this planet and the solar system become one with our knowings. May unity consciousness be something that we can experience, that we can enjoy. Help us to know one another and appreciate the blessings that we each bring to the other's life. Help us to release those thoughts and those patterns that no longer serve us, and to be able to be strong, although intelligent, still loving and kind. We thank you. Om peace.
And so it is, little ones, we talk with you, yes? What if you could grow some wings, yes? Pick up and just fly away. Where would you go? What would you be enjoying in the next 24 hours? This upliftment that you want to experience is available to you. This ability to lift yourself away from what is the density of the physical plane is already part, and a coherent part at that, of your beingness. It takes a directive of the mind to say to oneself very definitely what it is you are desiring. It's not about desire, I want this, I want that, but the desire, the ongoing knowingness of this particular soul-related incarnation. Sometimes we call it a blueprint, but for the most part, it is so ethereal that the blueprint would also have to be seen as a hologram, which many people have a sense of there is something that you can touch in a hologram, but you cannot touch it in the hologram. You can look at it, you can perceive it, and you can have perspectives, and you can travel with the hologram. So this particular energetic illusory world that you're living in is just that. It's a hologram. And your brain is capable of interconnecting and absolutely interceding with all other consciousness. So the consciousness that you work with from the day-to-day living is very different than the way in which you can connect to the universal consciousness, the way in which you can extract because you are open. It's not like you pull on it. It's as though there is a vacuum within you. You become empty. Meditation is quite useful in this way. That you become empty, that you become awake and aware, and you're not so much curious because curious has a directive to it, but you have this ability to just illuminate through your visual perception what it is you're looking at. Think about that. How can you use your visual perception to illuminate what you're looking at? If you were to think about looking at this carpet, because we love this carpet because it's got so much design in it, and you were not really focusing on the carpet, you would be thinking about it, but not focusing on it. You would have a separation in there. I'm thinking about the carpet, but my eyeballs didn't go to the carpet, you see. So what are you doing? You're separating inside of yourself. You're creating an alternate reality, yes, but you're creating the reality that cannot take you where you want to go. So you think about it, desire it, and then focus on it. I can't just write it down on a piece of paper and say, I'm going to make sure that I get to the shop and go by. You know, you can't just write it down. You have to take the action. So it's even more simple when you are working with this reality, is that you desire, you don't have to do anything, just like focusing inside of your body and you say, all right, how do I know I have two hands? Well, for the most part, all you have to do is stop and perceive what you in some way remember are your hands, and you would end up having sensation. So it is the sensation of being present, the sensation of focusing on what it is. Now, very often, each human would like to say, all right, I feel it, it's happy, I'm happy because I can feel myself there, but that's not necessarily focusing on it. Right? There's a disturbance, there's a very intense wavelength
that happens in the human being that's connected to the breath, and prana comes in, it comes from other people, it comes from grocery, it comes from sunshine, it comes from, it's energy that's coming into each one, and it's making its way into and turning itself into, with the help of course, the graciousness of the divine, making its way into your life energy. So that outer prana is becoming part of your inner prana. How does it do that? It does that because you had an intention before you were born to be here and to succeed. All right? You didn't come in to say, I'm not going to succeed. You came in and say, I'm going to have this life. And you get to see all the pictures and you know the mastery before you come in. Say, I'm going to succeed. One gets here and it gets a little tough, or they get to see a relative go through certain circumstances, or they have a reading about something in the newspaper or television, and they say, oh, that is really hard. And there begins to be the sensation of separation where that was hard and I don't want to feel anything that hard, so there's a kind of withdrawal that happens. So the human has a condition going on now that is symptomatic of withdrawal from their own life experience. It's like sitting on the sideline, like going to a game and seeing it all, whether it's soccer or rugby or baseball, and just seeing it all and just sitting there without getting involved, without moving the energy because you are sensing it. So perceive your life as part of a reality in which you are already the queen, the king, the prince, the princess, whatever. There you are, and life is there for you. It is there, and you're going to focus on it, and you know that within this, and we can say bubble, within this reality, it's a hologram, yes, but you can't capture a hologram. We want you to be able to capture perception now of what it's like to be in charge of your world, right? So this is with the heart. It's not with your brain, because your brain will make something in charge here and something else will go out of charge over here. It is going to move all around because your brain is duality. The heart is not duality. So you want to focus with your heart, and you have loving intention, yes, to focus on that and sense it as present. Right there, present. The rug is definitely present right there when all of that is happening. This is the way it works in your life. You may want to manifest something, but when you think in terms of, I want to manifest that, you've already cut it off a little bit. So sensing yourself as, I'm desiring and I am participating in this experience, and you let it be encapsulating. You let it be part of a reality that you're already stepping into. Right? So when there is grace and gratitude in the human being, there is also an openness that not just invites, because that's a physical word, but it, as we said before, it is like a vacuum. It has to come in. It has to come to you. So if it's not, you recognize, ah, there must be something here in the way. Some part of me is in opposition. And that's always the truth. That in the human world, there is opposition. There cannot be. You have muscles that stretch here, and they will help you to stand up and not fall backward. You see, in muscles stretch here, not fall forward. So everything needs to work in a type of opposition in the physical. So let that be part of your reality. Of course, there's observation, and there's opposition. Of course, it's all there. Don't let it catch you up. Don't let it pull you down. Don't let it convince you that this world is a tough place to be in, because it is not. It is not a tough place to be in. It has this absolute ability to create itself around what it is you are able to perceive from the heart. So energetically, each one is a co-creation, all right? You already are a co-creation. Co-creation of your parents, yes, but you're also co-creation of spirit and your willingness to participate spiritually in this particular reality, your willingness to be here. And your only job while you're here is to wake up. To wake up to the point at which you recognize, ah, yes, it's like being in a grape vineyard and seeing all the grapes and not even reaching out to get a grape. Say, ah, yes, here I am, and participate, taking some of each of the experiences that you have and recognizing by evening, what experiences did I have today and what did I learn? It doesn't have to be a great, big, wonderful lesson. It's a feeling of having moved into a state of confidence within yourself that you were not so much in charge or in control, but you were in the experience, and that experience suited you just fine. You've come out of the experience and you're wider. You're more full. You're more experienced. You have a way in which you have more mastership, and you have more material to work with in your world. So it's absolutely the best part of you is to be like a child, be willing to step into, but know that what your truth is, because everyone is duality. They have their own personality, they have their own way in which they think, they have masculine and feminine, they have their light side and their dark side. It's just plain there. So just let it be there. Don't get upset about that. But know what you want and what you're focusing on. And when you watch some of those side programs come in that deter you from being present in the moment for, and we're not talking about getting the big house, and we're not talking about getting the big car. We're talking about getting to a place where you feel and experience this reality as your extension. The trees are part of you, the earth is part of you, the trees are part of everyone else, and so you sense it as one moving, relating, energetic experience. So you have this experience where everything is flowing. Nothing's really bumping into the other. Everything is moving quite gently and beautifully. And this reality is the truth, right? That's the truth. Air molecules do not bump into one another. Water molecules do not bump into one another. Earth molecules, they stay a little hugging together, but they don't bump and jump into one another. They're all flowing. So, and your liver doesn't jump over and jump into your spleen. No, it just stays there and has all its liverness, you know. And your leg, you know, all these parts are part of you that have learned their place, so to speak. So the human has to step into this gradually, if you like, but quickly if you can, yes. Into this place of knowing. This world is here for you. You have created it. It is your reality. You are, yes, breaking through some old karmic patterns. Are you willing to release them? If you have some fear around anything, you just breathe into it. You don't have to do much with it. Just, wow, I have fear about that. Breathe into it so you expand yourself. And when you expand yourself, you will realize that in that moment, there is a condition that you have just broken through the walls of. You expand yourself, you break through the walls of the condition. And so we can also use that as words as a box. You know, you have a little box, understanding, this box is this understanding. No, moving into a greater understanding, greater acceptance, more and more of the expansiveness of one's true self, which means that the right will move through. You don't have to make decisions about little teeny things that are going to bother other people. Those will take care of themselves. So, it's good to talk to you. What we're hoping for in this reality here at this point in time is that each and every one will make a decision that they're going to sit and play, maybe, you know, half an hour a day, so that they can just, re-recognize what their hands look like, you know, re-recognize what their face looks like, re-recognize what this is that you're moving around in, and not get too attached to it, but recognize it's a dynamic. This is whole dynamic. Whether you look at how you are, features that you have, or how you move, it's a dynamic. And so your reality is just that. It's a grouping of dynamics that are interacting one with the other, and the more you let go, the easier the dynamics get. All right. We talk with you. You have questions?